Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And of course, Happy New Year. Happy, happy, healthy New Year. Prosperous. All these great things. Anything that we can grab a hold of. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. 0008. I do want to just do a quick shout out to some of our new listeners and some of our past listeners and all of our call-ins that have been calling in. And I appreciate all of you reaching out to us. And I met a lot of new people this last weekend. I want to thank everybody for my birthday wishes. It was a great birthday. And of course, a great holiday, spending time with our family. Tom, did you have good holidays?
Yes, it was fun. Good times with the kids. And my wife's birthday was also
this
week on the 29th.
Happy birthday, Colleen. That's right. All these December babies. And you know, it's funny. Somebody was saying, what happened 9 months ahead? And then somebody said, oh, wait, 9 months and 2 weeks. Do you know what it was? Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice.
Never thought of that, you know? So that's probably why there's so many December babies. But anyways, again, we've got another great show for you. I do want to remind you, we've been here since 6 o'clock. We wake up with you, start your day in a positive way, and we're here till 8 o'clock. And then we have another show from 2 to 3. And today we're going to be talking with Mae McCarthy. We're going to be talking about the path to wealth, 7 spiritual steps for financial abundance. Can't get any better than that for the 2016. And then we've got Daniel Gallardo and his band, Square One. And they are going to be talking about some of the things that they're doing. Young, really motivated group. And they're performing, and they've got some really great inspirational music. So we're going to be talking with them a little bit. Again, Tom, we've got some great giveaways. And, of course, I do want to remind everybody that to listen to us on Facebook or to like our Facebook page. That's Kim Pagano Show. Also, our podcast on iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. And we have a newsletter that goes out every week. So we hope that you're getting that. When you call in, if you're not getting it, say, we want to be on your newsletter. It just kind of really tells us everything that's happening out there. So we'd love to share that with you. And if you have a business or you have anything that you are want to promote out there, we'd love to do that here on The Kim Pagano Show. So call us, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to hear from you. Tom, you want to talk about our giveaways?
Yes, we have some food, great restaurants. We have Pete's Breakfast House, also Lure Fish House, Freebird's World Burrito, Lazy Dog Cafe, Urbane Cafe, We, in addition, have Midtown Cafe, The Veggie Grill, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and a free kids meal that's at The Habit. Now, let's see, January 24th all the way through, admission tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. Yes, there is ice skating in Thousand Oaks. It's seasonal, it's fun, it's at the Lakes. January 6th is when we laugh out loud with Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night featuring Jason Love and Randy Lubas. And finally, running through to the 14th of February, starting January 27th, the Rubicon's at it again with Sea Rock City, a tender and poignant play, the sequel to The Last Train to Nibrock, which you saw.
That's right, I did. And I would love to give a pair of tickets right now to Rubicon. Everybody loves it there. And we've got them here. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're going to start our show with a little bit of motivation. Cheers to a new year, another chance for us to get it right. And I love that. It's like, you know, but you don't always have to wait till the new year. I mean, just every day you wake up, you just go, okay, guess what? You know, another gift, another day, and let's just start it in a really positive way. So again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's welcome our first guest, Mae McCarthy. Mae, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Oh, sure. Well, my background is as a serial entrepreneur. I started a business when I was 19. That was my first of six, and four of them have been in high tech, software, equipment, telecommunications, healthcare, IT, and we've grown the largest to a little over $100 million in annual revenues.
Wow. Wow. So what are some of your businesses?
Oh, gosh. I started out in fashion retail. Had three in telecommunications and two in software and equipment for large hospital systems that automated their drug distribution processes and made sure that barcodes were on every single medication to verify that the right patient got the right meds.
Mae, okay, that doesn't come easy to somebody. How did you do this?
You know, I was lucky. I have a passion. I started my first business really when I was 6 years old, and I learned from my parents and from trial and error that if I could figure out a way to solve a problem or to improve something, make a convenience, then I had an opportunity to create a business.
Hmm.
And it does take, I will tell you, that on a practical sense, you know, to be an entrepreneur requires a lot of risk. I mean, doing what you're doing required risk.
Right.
And to run your own business does require some risk. It requires some financial risk. It requires a lot of imbalance for a little while you're growing the business because you work, eat, and sleep it. It's pretty consuming. But the reason that entrepreneurs are able to do that is simply because there's some problem that we want to solve. In my last two businesses, I really wanted to solve the problem of patient medication errors. I saw my mother have a patient medication error in a hospital, and it just crushed me, and it didn't occur to me that if we could barcode scan boxes of cereal in a grocery store and know exactly how many are in inventory and exactly who's buying what, why can't we do the same thing in terms of validating the right medication for the right patient?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is. I mean, you know, I always watch Shark Tank, and I always see it's like you got to find a need for something, correct? Almost like in life we need a purpose.
You do. And having your purpose and your business align with each other is wonderful. I mean, I love the idea of saving lives.
Yeah.
And that was an excellent business for me. Right now, my purpose is to elevate prosperity and freedom in the world for all.
Wow, that's great.
So giving people tools and methods and a daily goal attainment practice that can help them achieve their goals is what my purpose is right now.
I love it. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Mae McCarthy. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We do have some Rubicon tickets to see Rock City, and we'd love to get those out to you. Mae, so tell us, what are some of the things that we can do daily to enable their intuition to help them to succeed?
Oh, gosh, you could do a lot of things. But the most important thing that I describe in my book, which is called The Path to Wealth, what I describe is a daily partnership with this idea of intuition or your subconscious or this inner wisdom, this all-knowing power that seems to guide us and direct us towards achieving our goals and keeping us safe. But it stands to reason that maybe we should revisit our goals on a daily basis in order to enable intuition and your subconscious to show up and help you more often. So what I recommend that people do is spend about 25 to 30 minutes every single morning using tried and true goal attainment techniques that are modified to be extremely efficient, because I don't like to waste time. I like to be efficient. So the very first thing that you would do when you wake up in the morning is to go ahead and read for about 5 minutes something that puts you into a receptive or uplifting mood. That would be any motivational type of book that describes ordinary people having extraordinary experiences.
I totally agree with that. Okay.
Yeah. Then you'll spend the next 10 minutes writing out a gratitude letter. So that gratitude letter essentially is just being grateful for the things that you have today. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my work. I'm grateful for this, for that, and the other thing. Then you would write out gratitude statements for what you want, but list them and use words that describe them as though you've already achieved them.
I like that.
So instead of saying something like, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds, you would say, I'm so grateful that I am physically fit and trim, toned and energetic in a healthy, pain-free body that's easily able to go on walks and hikes and spend time with my family, and we all have a great time together.
Right. It's
so
almost
describe
like...
describe it as though you've already achieved it.
Right, and so it is, basically. Yeah,
exactly.
I love that.
And then what happened, and then the next step is to read what you just wrote out loud with emotion.
So affirm it.
Yeah, and what will happen there is any school teacher will tell you that when you read something out loud, it anchors it more deeply within you. But what you're also doing, since you're doing this every single day, you may have some goals that when you word them as though you've already achieved them, you might feel a little fraudulent. You might feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't have that yet, so I feel like I'm being a fraud. Well, what happens when you repeat the same thing every single day and you're writing down and you're speaking it out loud, what happens is you start to program yourself to believe it's possible. And what scientists will say is that you are creating these new neural pathways that are developed simply through repetition.
And now, is this what you do, May?
Yes, every day.
Okay, so you do this, I call it like, you know, our motivational moment in the morning. I always, you know, wake up, read something that just really talks to me, kind of put my list together, you know, very similar to what you do. And then what would be your last one?
And then the last part of the morning practice is to sit quietly and think of maybe one or two of the things that you just wrote down as a goal. And see yourself. Use a technique that many professional athletes and musicians use. What they do is they imagine in their mind's eye seeing themselves in the completed goal, seeing themselves win the match, perform on stage. For me, I see myself in successful business meetings. Or I'll see myself looking at my company financials and having met the goal. So use that imaging technique because it does, again, reinforce that that is the truth. And you sort of become magnetic to making those statements true.
Well, they do say that, you know, quiet thoughts are really quiet prayers, correct?
It could be, for sure. And,
you know,
and when you're sitting down and you're writing out things, I don't mean to have you write out your list of to-dos for the day.
Okay.
This is a much, much greater impact. This is goal attainment 101. This is reviewing your goals every single day as though you've already achieved them. And the reason that I set up this four-step process in the morning and I put it into a meeting agenda format as though you're meeting with the ultimate advisor. I often in my workshops, I'll ask my students, you know, if Bill Gates called you up, and he said often you have to rely on intuition. If he called you up and said, Kim, if you meet with me every single morning for 25 to 30 minutes and tell me what all your goals are and describe them as though you've already achieved them, then I, throughout the day, will give you advice to achieve your goals. And I might even create a different pathway to get there that you haven't even thought of yet. So I'll give you advice all day long to get there. You take the steps or ask me for additional clarification or another, you know, reason to take the step. But eventually you'll take all the steps and achieve your goals. Would you meet with Bill Gates if he offered you that?
Heck yeah. Right?
Well, what I ask people to do is think about this infinite intelligence that gives Bill Gates all of his intuition and also can give you your guidance through intuition.
Okay.
It wants to meet with you, so take it seriously. Create a meeting time every single morning where you are in this meeting for your business. And
meeting with
your
yourself,
to achieve your goals,
I love it. May, is this your first book?
This is my first book.
Yeah, congratulations. Wow. How long did it take you to write your book?
Well, I had started, I was asked by a spiritual center that I go to, that I attend, to explain what I was doing to be such a successful person. Mm-hmm. I mean, they see, I'm a big believer in the law of giving and receiving, and I'm a tither. So I had been giving based on financial increase and income to my spiritual center.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw the amount that I'd been giving and finally asked me, what are you doing?
Wow.
And my response was, well, I'm pretty much doing everything you guys are teaching. Is that not right?
Right. Where do you live?
In Seattle.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I started teaching workshops at their request. And about the 500th person that had gone through the workshop had asked me, could you please write a book? Because although in the workshops they give people about a 30-page workbook, because it's very interactive and we practice this, all these seven steps, but I don't include any of the stories in the workbook.
Mm.
And I tell a lot of application stories in the workshop.
Okay.
So I wrote a book primarily at their request, and I have to tell you, it was really a remarkable journey because I did not want to do struggle or anything else that other people that are first-time authors had told me was the norm. You know, they said it's very difficult to write a book. It's very difficult to get a top publisher to publish you if you're a nobody, and it's going to be struggle. You're going to have lots of rejections. And my partnership with the infinite intelligence that gives me guidance through my intuition is one that allows me to just say no.
If
I'm supposed to do this, it's got to be easy.
There you go. Well, you set that intention out there, so I love that. May, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when I come back, we'll talk about the power of giving forth and forgiveness.
Sure.
Okay, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here, and I would love to give away. Has anybody ever been to Freebirds World Burritos? Oh, yummy, yummy, and yum. So we've got a gift certificate to that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, we just had Audrey in here from Camarillo Yoga, and I would love to also give away a 1 month of unlimited yoga. Just had an amazing show with her, and of course, that's over at Camarillo Yoga Center. So call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. It's actually going to be some of my best ofs. And we're going to be talking with Joan Woodward, talk about the Travelers Institute and its small business, big opportunity. And then we've got Dr. Timothy O'Leary about VA Research Week and some cutting edge research. And then we'll be talking with Steve Strauss from Bank of America to talk about some small business owners, technology. And lastly, we'll be talking with Calista Redman on about the Open Power Foundation. Again, I'd love you to join us. That is from 2 to 3. And right now you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give away some comedy tickets to Westlake Village Twin Presents Laugh Out Loud. And we've got featuring Jason Love, Randy Lubis, and Clinton Jackson. That is January 6th at 7:30. Call in right now, and so we can get you some tickets to there. We're talking right now with Mae McCarthy. We're talking about her book, The Path to Wealth, 7 Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. Mae, I didn't get your book yet, but I can't wait to really go through it. And I hope it's on its way. And so tell us a little bit about, you claim that people can jump start their good. And then also we'll talk a little bit about giving forth and forgiveness.
Oh, sure. So we went through the first 4 steps, which happen in the morning. So that's about a 25 to 30 minute process. And what I hear sometimes, Sarah, that people would really like to receive their goals or their good sooner. And one of my piece of advice for them is simply to start giving whatever they feel they're lacking. Mm. So if they feel like they don't have enough time, find one person, just one person, who might be as busy as you are, and offer to run an errand for them or take their dog for a walk. If you give time to them, you'll find that in certain situations, you actually have more time to complete what it is that you want to complete. And you scratch your head and go, wait a minute. Wow. It normally takes me 15 minutes to get to a certain place, and I have 10 minutes to get there. But how did I arrive on time? It's really uncanny. It just works out that way.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and if you're feeling like you are lacking appreciation, start giving appreciation. I have a friend of mine who's an accounting manager in a very, very large company. And what she was feeling really unappreciative. She just never felt appreciated by any of her bosses or her company, and even started to look for a new job. And so I advised her, if she wanted more appreciation, she should start giving it. So each day she thought of one person that she could call, mm-hmm. or she could email, or she could go to their cube, one of her team members, and just say very briefly, I thought of you today, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate you.
Wow, that's awesome.
She started doing that. And about, within a couple of weeks, her assistant came in and asked her to, get ready for a meeting. And as they were walking out of her office, this executive vice president is walking down the hallway. He drops to his knees in front of her, starts flailing his arms in homage, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, of course, all of her employees pop their heads up over the cubes and are watching this EVP do this. And he said, you and your team ended up saving tens of thousands of dollars for our company by finding an error.
Isn't that? And so basically it's kind of like what we put out there, isn't it?
It is. And that's how you can start receiving more of what you want.
I love that you brought that up, May. That's awesome. I really like that. Now, let's move on really quick, too. And I'm going to have you back because there's so many more things we could talk about. Giving forth and forgiveness.
Right. So the last step at the end of the day is to give forth and make more room within you to receive what you want. See, if you are like a glass of water, if you're filled to the brim, you have no room to receive anything more. So what we have to do is get rid of the stuff that's not serving us. Mm-hmm. And I call that giving forth. And in popular spirituality, we would call it forgiveness.
Okay.
And that means just reciting a prayer every single night that is a blanket releasing of anyone or anything from your past or present that you need to forgive. You don't have to believe it. You just have to say it. And what that does is it moves things out of you to make more room for the things that you want.
Wow.
It does
Can you
not
give us an example of what you would say?
Oh,
is
sure.
that in your book too?
It is.
Okay.
It is. So at the end of the day, you would just very, very briefly say thank you for anything off the top of your head.
Okay.
Then you would say, if there's anyone from my past or present, whether I remember them or not, I now forgive them. I love them, I bless them, I release them, and let them go, knowing that they have an opportunity for a good life. And if there's anyone from my past or present, including myself, that needs to forgive me, they now do so, and we are all free. And then you go to sleep.
Wow. I love it. Okay.
Now, that does not condone anybody else's behavior. I mean, I know that some very, very awful things have happened to people.
Mm-hmm.
This does not condone anyone else's behavior. And certainly, if things pop up that require professional attention, you should get it.
Right. Absolutely.
However, this makes room within you so that you can receive more of the good things that you want in life. And why not fill yourself up with what you want rather than letting what you don't want take up room?
I love that. So peaceful. It makes me feel peaceful just talking about it. I love it. You know, leave us with, you know, you've given us such great tips. Leave us with a couple tips that, you know, one main tip that has changed your life.
Consistency.
Mm.
You know, this is a practice that many people in different traditions will say that you should do something every morning. And what I find is I've tried on a lot of different practices in the morning, and sometimes they can take a long time, or I really struggle with trying to figure out how to get in the zone. But what I do know is how to achieve goals. And there's a spiritual element to achieving goals that your intuition and your subconscious can help you with. Things that are beyond your understanding can show up to help you. So if you're consistent and you do this practice every single day, keeping your goals at the forefront of your thoughts, you're going to see and notice possibilities to make those true. And I really do believe that this is an incredibly generous and abundant universe, and we should all be living in a state that we desire.
I love it. May McCarthy, where do we find out more about you?
If you go to maymccarthy.com, that's MayMccarthy, maymccarthy.com, you'll be able to learn all about me and the book and where I teach and speak. And I'd love to see someone at one of your listeners at one of my events.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so much, Mary. Share our show with everybody, too. I really appreciate what you're doing. I can't wait to get your books. I hope. Did you send them? Are they on?
Yes.
Okay, good. I can't wait. I know it's crazy with the holidays. Happy New Year. And thank you for all of your knowledge.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Daniel Gallardo and his bandmates. Their band is called Square One. Some young, inspirational, musical young guys here, a local band that I've been kind of following. They've been following me, and I love it. So definitely will stay with us. We're going to hear a little bit about them, and I'd love to give something away right now. How about some holiday ice rink over at the lakes in Thousand Oaks? We've got a couple tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And of course, I have Daniel Gallardo and Alan Anderson. And of course, their band is Square One. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Good. I've been keeping up with you, and you've been keeping up with me, and I love it. I love your journey so far. And it kind of go back in time. Your father was one of the ones that had reached out to me on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of told me a little bit about you guys. And I love it. I love when people reach out to me. I've had so many callers. We've grown so much. And we want to be a part of the community. And you guys are doing the same thing. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now. How's your band? You guys have won some great awards, right?
Yeah. So, we're Square One.
Yeah.
Hi.
How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 16.
Yeah. And how about you?
I'm 17.
Okay, cool. And so, Daniel, what do you play?
I play drums for the band. I'm also the lead singer.
Okay, cool. And?
And I play guitar and I do backing vocals.
Okay. And is there, how many other people in the band?
There are two other people. We have Yoav. He's a lead. Well, I guess kind of you guys switch off on lead and rhythm. But he's another guitarist. And then we also have Andy, and he's our bass player currently.
He also sings too.
Yeah, he does backup vocals.
How long have you guys been together?
Like 5 months, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I think we had our first practice in June, so.
Okay,
not
but
that long.
When you were playing and you won, I think it was Battle of the Bands or something like that, right?
It was the Ventura County Music Awards.
Okay.
We won Best New Artist.
How cool is that?
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so what song did you play there?
We played Diagnose, right?
Yeah.
That was the first song that we wrote, so we played it there. And that was interesting because that was like kind of our first time like playing like officially as like, I don't know. It was just new because I was the lead singer, and it was just, usually I wasn't one to do that. I was just the drummer, so it was weird.
And
it
so is this the first time you're taking on singing now?
I sang for a while, but normally I would kind of split with the lead singer, like, or he would do most of the songs, and I would do backup vocals, and occasionally I would sing one. But now it's kind of, I'm the main vocalist. So
that's cool. So do you guys have like a little like groupies, like they follow you wherever you go, or kind of listen to you, or how's that working?
Kind of, yeah. We played at Rancho Campania, which is a school right by Cam High School, and after we played there, we kind of got a lot of fans there, and that was pretty neat.
So what's your style of music, would you say, so our listeners can kind of like, you know?
Just hard rock, I guess.
We
have
rock?
Like a lot of different influences, so our music's kind of unique, I guess.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So where do you guys want to take this? What's your dreams, your goals, your, you know?
I would just want to be able to make a living off of this and be able to have this as my full-time job, essentially.
Okay. So is this your passion?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay. And are you guys, I know you're both in high school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you play for the high school?
I play in the high school marching band. I play snare drum for that.
Okay.
And yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And how about you?
I do not.
You don't?
No.
Okay. So what do you see? Do you see your passion?
Yeah, I mean, I just love playing guitar, and he's a really good songwriter, so.
So, Daniel, thanks. You're writing all the songs?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he writes them on his, like, little keyboard, and then he'll come into the practice room, and then we'll try and learn it on guitar.
Wow. Then, okay, do you feel like that's just kind of your God-given gift that you just, you know, like, do you hear something and go, oh, I'm going to write a song about that?
I don't know how, like.
Just comes to you.
Yeah, essentially, like. Sometimes a melody will come to my head, and then I'll hum it or sing it into my like iPod, like on the voice recorder thing, and I'll just keep that. And then I'll go home and then work on my little keyboard that's like pretty like messed up and old, but I got it for free from a friend. It gets the job done.
There you go.
So yeah, and then I just write everything on the keys there.
Wow. All right. Well, cool. So who started this band? Did you start it?
How did that work? I guess it would, well,
kind
so
of us
it all,
too, I guess.
It started like way back when we went to Rock Nation, because essentially I got in a band with this one chick named Oriana, and she's not in the band anymore, obviously. We were in a band called Nefarious, and I met Alan, and then he was a guitarist for that band, and then she left, and then we got two new members to the band and called it Square One.
So are you secure with the people that are in there now, or is it always kind of changing? How does that work?
I mean, we're always, Alan and I feel, are pretty secure because we've stayed with each other in the band for over a year. Really.
Now, were you guys friends before, or is it the music that kept you together?
It was definitely the band. I didn't really know who he was.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay, so were you at Rock Nation too?
Yeah, and then
my son was at Rock Nation too, and he, I like that place. It's a great, for anybody out there that doesn't know, free plug for them. It's just a great, we got some music going on here. All right, well, let's do that then.
This is actually them.
This is our song.
Okay, well, let's take a really quick break. We'll listen to Square One. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I love all of our community input. That's what this show is all about. So stay with us.
Oh,
Welcome back. That was pretty awesome. Wow. So tell me, what's the name of that song?
That song's called 18, and it's about essentially kids with cancer is like a way to put it, because it's kind of just me talking about how it seems really unfair that that can happen to people, and I guess just sicknesses in general, really.
I love it. So do all of your songs have kind of meanings behind them?
Yeah, I try my best to put as much meaning behind a song as I can, because like otherwise, if I create a song that I kind of feel about, like not musically necessarily, but if I feel that the lyrics or just the whole meaning of the song isn't very good, I just won't like it as much, really. So I try to put as much of me and as much of like personality.
So it's kind of like if there's passion behind it, then it's got some meaning towards it, correct?
Right, yeah. I don't just want to be a band that writes... I don't just want to be a band that writes super generic four-chord songs that don't have like a lot of passion or any sort of point behind them. Well, nothing against four-chord songs.
Well, that's like, great. Oh, I think we got a couple more of the band members here, right?
Yeah.
All right, who just walked in?
We have Andy here.
Hi, Andy.
Andy plays bass, and then that's Yoav, and he plays guitar.
What's your name?
Yoel.
Okay. Yoel. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Will you guys hang out with us here? And we're going to find out about a benefit that you guys got going on, right?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And, of course, I'd love to give something away. And... let's see. How about, what should we give? Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill is a good one. And have you guys ever eaten at Rubio's?
I have not.
Oh, God, you guys got to try it. All right. Anyways, we've got some gift certificates. How about 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we have been here since 6 o'clock this morning. And we're always here on Saturdays, 6 to 8. And then again, from 2 to 3, we talk about the brighter side of life. And I do want to remind everybody of our newsletter and of our podcast that we have that is on iTunes. It's all, you can download that and subscribe to it. Also, just, you know, like us on Facebook. We give lots of stuff away there and also on our show. And if you have a business in the area and you want to get a little bit more exposure, and I'd love to share everyone with you and share you with everyone on here on the Kim Pagano Show. So call me. I'd love to get something on our show with your business on it. So, and believe me, I'm going to work something out for the 2016th. I think you'll be able to do something great with us here. We are the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we've got Daniel Gallardo here and Alan. And tell me your names again.
Andy and...
Yoav.
Yoav. Okay, great. And I know you guys got something coming up at your dad's place, right? And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, we have a benefit concert at my dad's martial arts studio. Mm-hmm. It's called Strummin' and Drummin' for Dakota.
Okay.
Her mom made the name. Okay. And yeah, it's...
And who's Dakota? So tell us about Dakota.
She is a freshman at Camarillo High School. She's 14, and she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we're doing this benefit concert to raise money for her.
Wow, that's awesome, you guys. See, your music is just making miracles, and that's what it's all about. So right there, when you're giving back and you're doing stuff like that, doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad that we can contribute in some way, because yeah, without the band, I don't think I'd be able to contribute as much to the community, because we can have all these shows and raise money for people that really need it.
So tell us about that day. That is going to be, your dad was just telling me, and I wrote it, January 23rd, right, at
yes,
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what are we going to find when we get there?
Well, you're going to find two bands there. There's my band, and what's the other band that's playing? The 805 is playing, and then we're going to have more bands to be announced. And it's essentially just going to be a fun concert. It's a $5 donation to get in or more, because obviously it's a fundraiser.
And okay, you also don't have to be there to donate either.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Right. I'll post this in my newsletter.
Cool.
Okay. So definitely I am all about the helping and giving back, and I think that's awesome. And so what did you make up a song for Dakota?
I did not, but I feel like 18 kind of...
hits it.
Yeah. I feel like it kind of... it. How do I put it? It just kind of gets to the
talks
same point.
Talks to you. Yeah. Talks to you about, yeah. Now, is this your first friend that's ever had cancer that you know of?
Yeah, I don't...
You guys are young, and mm-hmm, so...
I don't know her super well. I did know... I just knew her from school. I recognized her, and also my old stepsister used to hang out with her. I don't remember how long.
And
ago.
So who thought of this benefit?
I would say it was a collective idea, really, because, like, we've already done it before, and I'm pretty sure that once we heard it, we just kind of knew what we were going to do.
That's yeah, cool. All right. Well, I hope that we get lots of people there. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of your studio?
It's Twin Dragons MMA.
Okay, and where is it located?
It's in Camarillo, and that... The address is 1270 Avenida Acaso, Unit G, and I don't expect anyone to remember that. But
okay, well, we'll post it. And you know what? Mission Oaks Cafe is kind of over there, too, and so I'll see if we could put something up in there and get some more people, too. So, God, you guys, well, keep up the great work. I'm excited that you guys are still together, growing, mm-hmm, and making this happen, and of course, it's all about dreams, you know, and really just putting your dreams together and making it happen. Let me kind of go around the room and talk a little bit about who is your mentor, Daniel?
My mentor? As in, like, music teacher? Or
do you know what a mentor is?
Kind of.
Okay, so somebody that you look up to, somebody that you might admire, somebody that believes in you, or somebody that you take a lot of, you know, of things that they talk about.
Well, I would say I'm definitely influenced by a lot of bands. A Day to Remember, My Chemical Romance, and bands like that. I don't know. I'm really inspired by the singer of A Day to Remember, because he kind of, he was in the same position that we are, essentially. He just wanted to be successful in a band and just did a lot of shows in his small hometown and all that stuff, and managed to make a living out of it. Also, my dad's super supportive.
I was kind of waiting for that, you know?
So, yeah, I think probably more than anyone, because I wouldn't be able to do any of this without my dad, because obviously we're having the show at his studio, and the parents just help out a lot with the band. Like, there wouldn't be a band without the parents, because they're essentially helping run everything. They're helping pay for recording, which we're actually doing later today at a studio here in Ventura.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, and what about you, Alan?
Well, I think it's going to be the same thing for all four of us. I mean, we're all influenced by a lot of bands, because for all the same reasons as Daniel just said, but also our parents, they fund us and support us in everything we do, and it's fantastic.
You know what I love is that you guys are grateful. I mean, because there's a lot of kids that don't really get that part of it, and I think that, you know, that that's so important, and so I'm glad to talk about that. Why don't you guys come up for a second and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, that's pretty vague. What would you want to know?
Well, who are you? Tell us your name.
My name is Andy.
And what do you play?
I play bass for us.
Okay. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing bass for... I am 18. I've been playing since I was about 16, I guess.
Okay. And who's your mentor?
Who's my mentor? Daniel's dad.
Oh.
Well, if I had to pick anyone else, if I had to, first choice. But I don't know. I look up to, like, a lot of bands, just like anyone else who, you know, listens to music will. And, you know, my friends, parents, I appreciate everyone who's, you know, in my life, I guess, so.
That's great. And are your parents, do they participate in what you're doing, too?
Oh, absolutely. Well, like we said, I'm the one that lives, like, you know, 3 days horse ride across California. So it's hard for them to, like, get out here as often as, you know, it is for them. Because they live in Camarillo, where we play, where we practice, where we, you know, do everything. So, but when they do come out and you know, say hi and, you know, watch our shows, it's fun. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Friends. How about you?
Hi. What would you like to know as well?
Okay, say your name again.
So, okay. My name is Yoav Asher.
Yoav Asher, okay.
Yeah.
And where's that from?
Israel.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. And so who's your mentor? And tell us, how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been playing guitar for about, like, 5 years now. And I think my mentors, I guess, are my parents, because they really help out along the ride, and they always, like, believed in me and what I was doing. And same as everyone else, you know, different bands I like their music of. And I also greatly inspired by Andy for putting up with the drive all the way from Woodland Hills to Thousand Oaks to Camarillo, because I live in Thousand Oaks and he has to take me. So thank you, Andy.
There you go.
All right,
you guys, again, I do want to invite all of our listeners, January 23rd, Saturday night, and that is a benefit for Dakota, Camarillo, right here local. Is there a website or is there a phone number, or how can people donate money?
For the benefit concert, you could contact my dad, and his number is 805-216-9834.
Okay. Or we'll put it in our newsletter.
Memorized.
And then we'll see if we can get it out there. But what a great cause. When people come together, really good things happen. And I hope that you guys share our show with everyone so that we can get more listeners and we just keep growing it. And I'm so glad that, you know, that you guys have kind of kept in touch with us. I wish you guys lots and lots of luck. And so we are at the end of our show. We got a couple more minutes. Do we have another song that we could play, or do we have another song?
I think I could go through to YouTube. Any suggestions?
Oh, is there any other of your favorite songs?
Do you mean of our band?
Yes, of your band.
We have a song called Diagnosed.
Diagnosed?
Mm-hmm. I don't. How did you find 18? Was it a link or?
I just went straight to YouTube.
Ah, see, YouTube does
it. It's the all-knowing YouTube. It works almost every time.
All right. So, Diagnosed.
That
one,
magical YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, but if I just type in Diagnosed, I'm probably going to find out what I have. So
let me. If not, we're good. And
talk among yourselves and I'll find it.
Yeah, right. There you go. What's your goal for the new year? Since we're at the new year right now, let's just talk about that. Do you have a goal?
Probably the same goal as I've had for the last year, is just to do something with music and just go farther and farther, like,
there
as much
go.
As I can with it.
And how about you?
Well, mine's not really music related, but I'm looking to lose weight.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Well, I mean, and that's good. I mean, everybody has their, he doesn't look like he needs to lose weight. How about you? A goal?
Just make it to next year. I don't know.
Go ahead. And how about you?
My goal is to play more with these guys and maybe get gigs more if I don't get fired.
There you go. Do you guys, know, at your age, do you talk about goals? Is that something you talk about, you think about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. I just wondered if it was an older thing or not. But anyways, well, I thank you all for being here and being a part of our show. And should we go out with our new one? We're going to end our show, the Kim Pagano Show, with a moment of happiness. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. All that matters is where you're going. And it sounds like you guys are going good places. So, again, Thank you so much. Thank you, all the friends and parents in here, too. And again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we'll talk to you later today at 2 to 3.
The constant noises in my head never quit. My conscience got ADD. I can't focus on one thing. And my thoughts are flying by at record speed. Can I diagnose myself? I need me, not no one else. And I'm the only one that can help. Yeah, I will live a normal life. And I'll win this eternal fight. This is a token for all of the broken. All the songs broken. You'll be alright. I will live a normal life. I'll win this eternal fight. This is a token for all of the broken. All the songs broken. You'll be alright. There's a person that I see, but my conscience won't let me be. There must be something wrong. After all, I